Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
We're here again with Apostle Patty Valenzuela, and I'm Helen Maese. Good to see you all.
Yes.
We have a topic we're going to talk about. It's called mixture.
Mixture.
Now, what do I mean? Well, there's a couple of things that I come to mind when I think of mixture. There's been times I think, this one really breaks my heart, when you know somebody is a leader of a church or they serve God, but then you hear about them out in a club or you see them in a situation that maybe is not becoming of somebody who is, you know, a servant of God. And I've had in my own life where somebody I used to minister, she no longer goes to church, and, you know, she knows she's not doing well, but she saw somebody. And she said it broke her heart to see them in a club because they were still a part of a church at the moment. And it kind of made her like, that's not right.
Wow.
Even somebody who, you know, no longer is in God could see that was, it broke her heart, it really, when she told me that what it did to her.
Yeah.
And so it broke my heart that, you know, there's so many times you can even, maybe you're not to that extreme where you're in a club or, you know, but there's mixture. Maybe you see it in the fruit of how you act or the fruit of, you know, what you say and what you do with other people.
Wow.
And it's like, man, but I thought they had God, you know.
So true. You know what God spoke to me last year? Clear. I was in the presence of God. I will never forget this, you know, those encounters.
Right.
I mean, when God visits a man and visits a woman, he's transitioning you. And last year, I had a very deep and profound, and one of those where he visited me. Mm-hmm. And I heard clear. You know, I don't hear the audible voice of God all the time, but when I hear it, I hear it. And he said, quote unquote, build me a church without mixture. Mm-hmm. And those words seared. I mean, they are really deeply engraved in my heart. And I feel like I have this assignment and this responsibility alongside with my husband to build him a church without mixture.
Yes.
And what does that mean? Well, let me read to you Deuteronomy 22:9. And the word of the Lord says, do not plant two kinds of seeds in your vineyard. If you do, not only the crops you plant, but also the fruit of the vineyard will be defiled. God speaks a lot to us about mixture, that you can't have two kinds of seeds. You can't have, you know, this kind and this kind. Because it says that everything's going to be defiled. And so wherever you see mixture in the heart of a man, in a church, as leaders, or even in a worship team, or you see it in ministry, there's mixture. In other words, you have holiness or somewhat holiness, but then you have impurity. Mm-hmm. So it's like you are or you're not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you think of mixture, it could be from double-tongued, double.
Yeah.
And so you're either double-tongued. So, you know, in front, you worship. And from this place, you know, you worship God.
Yeah.
And Galatians tells us, you know, you can't, and throughout the scriptures, really, God is constantly telling us that you can't have sweet waters and bitter waters, you know, flowing from the same fountain. We've got, the Bible says, rivers of living water flowing out of our bellies. Meaning that we are supposed to be one, united, you know. But there's so much double in the body of Christ. I think more so now than ever.
Yes.
We are living in really dangerous times.
Yeah.
We are living in times, me and my husband speak about it, we are living in last days.
Yes.
We are truly, truly, and we've said that, but I can't even stress it enough, we are living in last days. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of mixture in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And God never called us to be double. You know, Jesus spoke a lot about it. He even said, I don't want you hot.
Yeah.
You know, I want you either hot or cold, rather. I don't want you lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lukewarm is mixture. Yeah. You know, it's got a little bit of heat and it's got a little bit of cold.
Mm-hmm.
But God speaks to us a lot about it because sometimes people have double hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your heart's divided. And that man should receive nothing from the Lord.
Wow.
James chapter 1 speaks to us about double-mindedness.
Wow.
James chapter 1 verse 8, that man will receive nothing from the Lord because he's unstable in all his ways.
Wow.
So being double and having mixture in your life, double heart, double tongued, double face.
Yeah.
You're one way here and then another way here. We can. We got to be the same people wherever we go.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we hiding?
Yeah.
And so it says that that person will receive nothing from the Lord because they're going to be unstable. So really, people who have a lot of mixture, they're very unstable people. Mm-hmm. They're not steady. They're unstable. It's like, depends who you're with, you know?
Exactly.
And God never really called us to be like that. You know, I think it's so dangerous for a person who can't make up their mind.
Yes.
I think that's so dangerous. It's like, make up your mind.
Yeah.
And God told the Israel, God was constantly telling his children. He says, if Baal is your God, then serve it.
Yeah.
Look what he says. If Baal is your God, then serve it. But if I'm your God, then serve me.
Wow.
If we're going to give our lives to Jesus,
wow,
then give him your life.
Yes.
You know, we can't be double. We can't go, well, it depends
how
I feel.
Yeah.
You know, if it's beneficial, you know, that's not who we're called to be. We're called to be people that are single. You know, I know Matthew speaks about single eye. That's a powerful scripture. And he says, I want your eyes to be single. Because if your eyes are single, then, you know, then you can see clear. You have clear vision. But when you have double, I mean, nobody wants to have double vision.
No.
It's, can you imagine?
The confusion.
Confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the root of a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're confused. You haven't decided,
yeah,
you know, and until you decide. And I think that a heart that hasn't been decided will eventually decide for the bad.
Yes.
For the worse. I find that.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of, for example, adultery comes in. I think there's so much adultery because a man is so undecided in his heart, or a woman, you know, when I speak of man, a person, they're so divided in their heart. And it's one day I'm going to love you, but the next day, well, we'll see what comes along. And that is so dangerous kind of a person to be. So unstable. How could you lead a family? How could you lead anybody? You're releasing that confusion, you're releasing that, but it just causes so much hurt around you.
It's true.
And it really does become, you become that rotten fruit.
So true. You know what's so funny is Matthew chapter 4 speaks of it, and he said, when your eye is single, your whole body is full of light.
No.
So when we are double,
yeah,
we're not full of light, there's darkness.
Yeah.
That's why, like you said, adultery can come in.
Yes.
And I think the enemy doesn't play fair. He needs a little opening.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a little entrance. He needs you to be a little lukewarm.
Yeah.
You know, don't be burning hot for Jesus.
Yeah.
Just a little bit lukewarm, you know. Just a little, because it's too much. It's too much church. It's too much, you know. So the enemy is always looking for a place to just kind of bring the double in our lives. And so I think the keys really to progress is that you have to be very single focused. I think in order for us to really be passionate for God, I think there has to be a decisive, a decided heart. I'm not open for argument. I'm not open for suggestion. I'm not open, you know, for negotiation.
Mm.
The enemy is such a terrorist, and he likes to negotiate. You know, he wants to negotiate some things with you to kind of convince you a little bit.
Yes.
And I think it really takes a single-minded person, a single-focused person that you've decided to walk in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing with my husband the other day, and I looked at him and then I said, you know, let's talk about Jesus, because we were discussing a situation where I saw a lot of mixture, and this was within the body of Christ. And then I just said, you know, how was Jesus? And Jesus was never compromising.
Mm-hmm.
He was never, well, you know, depends on how I feel today, or depends if it was, you know, convenient for me. Jesus was very single-minded, and he was always single-eyed, and he had one mission, and he had an assignment to do on the earth. He didn't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he loved, he loved. You know, it wasn't depending on if they loved him back. He forgave. He loved. He was just a very steady, you know, and very just single-minded.
Yeah.
And I think we live in a day and age where the enemy's always going to try to get you to compromise,
mm-hmm,
and get you to just kind of be a little laxed and not be so full-blown because, you know, I remember once a pastor said to me, you know, oh, your church is so young, you know, because we've accomplished a lot in such a short time,
right?
Been through a lot,
mm-hmm,
in a short time. But he, you know, they made this comment, and, you know, we were in a gathering, and this person said, this one pastor said, you know, you're just still pure. And that really bothered me. Because in my mind, I'm like, well, isn't that how we're supposed to stay? Wow. And so God calls us to be pure. He doesn't call us to be mixed, you know, with, you know, and I'm not saying that we're going to attain this perfection where we live in a body that hasn't been glorified, but our standard is Jesus. And so the standard is not anything else. The standard is Jesus. And if Jesus is my standard, I want to walk like him. Yes. I want to talk like him. So out of my mouth, I can't have mixture. I can't, you know, curse mm-hmm. and bless at the same time.
Wow.
Because that's a bitter and a, you know, sweet fountain, and that ought not to be, the Bible says. And so I think there's a lot of reasons as to why people have mixture.
Yeah.
I think the flesh gets them.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a flesh issue.
And I can say I've been there.
Tell me about it.
you get frustrated at situations mm. or, and the flesh takes over.
It's so true. And you know what's so funny is that there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how the enemy, when you're sleeping, mm-hmm. he plants seeds.
Yeah.
And so the job of the enemy is to always plant something to cause you to pollute you,
mm.
to pervert you, to twist you, to get you to think a certain way that's contrary to the word of God. That's what happened in the garden of, you know, in the garden of Eden. Adam and Eve agreed with the serpent.
Yeah.
You know, so he got them to agree. And the enemy's job is always to get us to agree to something that is completely erroneous. You can't mm-hmm. be double thinking. You can't think God and then not. More than likely, you're not going to stick it out.
Yeah.
You know, people who are passionate, tenacious, and have finished the race are people who are determined. You know, and determination requires for you to be very single-minded.
Yeah.
So when there is temptation, maybe you're listening or watching us and you're tempted. You're tempted to go to the world. You're tempted to drink. You're tempted to go back to who you used to be and who God pulled you out. You know, that person that you used to be. And now the enemy's trying to pull you back. When you are tempted, this is what you got to do to overcome that temptation. You've got to make a decision before the temptation. See, when you're decided and you're just like, I'm not going back. I will never be that person ever again. And when you are decided, once you have decided, once you have determined, listen, it's not up for negotiation anymore.
Right.
Therefore, when I have decided that I'm going to serve God, I'm going to give him my life. See, me and my husband, we've made a decision
yes.
that we're going to serve God
yes.
in the good and in the bad,
mm-hmm.
in the mountaintop and in the valley. Yes. We have determined to serve God.
Yes.
And so when the affliction comes and when the trial comes and when we are up under, you know, pressure, there is no negotiation.
Right.
I'm not double. I'm not thinking of quitting. I'm not thinking of giving up. I'm in it for the long run.
Right.
This is not a short-term race. This is a long-term race,
right?
Right.
Right.
And so I think once we've determined and we've decided, then when the enemy does come to tempt, it's easy to say, no,
yes.
That is not who I am. That is not who I choose to be. Not to say that we don't err or we don't make a mistake.
Right.
But I choose not to be mixed. I don't want that
wow.
mixture.
Mm-hmm.
So even in our friendships.
Yes. Oh, that is so powerful. Because it just takes that one person who.
Bad company corrupts Corinthians.
Good
character.
Yeah.
It just takes one bad apple.
One bad apple.
To corrupt everything.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So that mixture, you know, where it's like, well, where are you? Where's your loyalty?
Wow.
You know? And so you have to determine that, because there's a lot of people sitting in churches right
yes.
now, going to church, raising their hands, serving the Lord, and there's mixture in your life, you know? And we have to examine ourselves. Have you allowed mixture in your life? You know, are you, you know, trying to be righteous, and yet you have unrighteousness in your life? You know, what kind of mixtures have you had in your life that need to go? You know, God said it best. He said, you're either the wheat or you're the tare.
Right.
You're either sheep or you're a wolf or a goat, you know. And so I think it's so important and key during this time to really reflect in our spiritual walk before this year ends and to really get ready. Because I feel like we're in a time of preparation.
Yes, it feels like
that. I have felt that in our services. This is such a key moment prophetically for a preparation of what God wants to release and usher in. And he's already releasing
yeah.
some of it. And breakthroughs that God wants to release, he can. You're limited. You're unstable
mm-hmm.
when you're full of mixture, and you know it's not a very good taste.
No, you become a stumbling block for the ones around you.
That's it.
And I mean, at that point, you really need to have the fear of God. If you become that at that point,
You make a very good point. I think when you have mixture, you've lost the fear of God.
Yes.
Because now it's like, I can touch a little bit of this and a little bit of this. And it's like, no, you either are or aren't. It's like, are you a believer or are you not a believer?
Exactly.
You know, so we've got to get rid of all our mixtures, you know. So I'm going to pray for you. And you're watching, you're, you know, listening to us. I just want to pray for you. And I pray the conviction of God, not the condemnation of God, but the conviction of God. I mean, because God does not bring condemnation. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. The enemy brings condemnation. But the conviction of God, I want God to bring it to your life. And I want you to really take a good inventory of your heart, your mind, your emotions, your lifestyle, your attitude. You know, is there mixture? Have you compromised a little bit? Have you had a little bit of God and a little bit of the world? You know, are you having friends that are worldly and or friends that, you know, still are doing things that, you know, we're not supposed to do, and then still having godly friends? Are you having one foot in the church and one foot out of the church? You know, those are all mixtures. And it's, you know, we live in a day and age where we go to church and we kill the conscience. Yes. And, you know, you can't do that. You know, that's not the godly way. The Bible says that there were 10 brides, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. Some had oil, some did not have oil. You know, Helen, I got to say this for those that are watching, even, you know, the critics that watch, you know, I got to say this, that you can't fabricate the presence of God.
Yes.
You either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
You can try all kinds of strategies. You can try all kinds, but you either have the presence of God or you don't have the presence of God. You either have oil or you don't. And we live in a time where there is so much facade and so much image and so much, one thing looks a certain way, but behind stage there's just so much mixture. And we've got to take a good inventory. You know, do you really have the oil or don't you? Are you really serving God or are you not serving God? And so I pray, and my prayer today would be that you return to the fear of God, and that you come to a place of conviction in your walk with God, and that you put a halt to anything that has been mixing in your life, and that you remove all that mixture out of your life so that you can go back into the road. The Bible says that the road to heaven is narrow and the road to hell is very wide. And I pray that you will choose the narrow road, that you would choose the godly road. And sometimes that is not the best option for our flesh. Sometimes that is not the best option for the opinions of others. Sometimes that is not the best option when it comes to even our reputation, when it comes to the world. Sometimes it goes against what other people are doing.
Right.
Sometimes it's, you feel lonely. Sometimes by doing the opposite of what everybody's doing would cause, you know, you to feel that there's very few, when in reality that is a lie. There's a lot of people that want God. There's a lot of people that choose God. There's a lot of people that are hungry for God.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayer in this podcast is that there would be a conviction.
Yes.
And that you would come back to a God that loves you, that is waiting for you with open arms, that is saying, hey, I embrace you. I love you. I'm not angry at you. I want you back, but I want all of you. I don't want half of you. The Bible says that God is a jealous God. He doesn't want any idolatry in our lives. Maybe you have God and you're worshiping him on Sunday morning, but then you're worshiping your opinion on another day because you are so stubborn that you don't change your ways. And the Bible says that stubbornness is like that of idolatry, because your opinion is more important than the opinion of God. So maybe there is idolatry in your life, and that mixture has caused you to maybe even depart from God. I pray that this podcast would bring conviction to you, and that the fear of God would begin to stir up again inside of your heart, and that you would turn fully to the living God. And that if you're going to serve him, serve him. If you're going to serve him, give him everything. If you're going to serve him, give him all your heart. The Bible says that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Not half of you, not part of you, but all of you. So my prayer is that the conviction would hit you so hard right now, because I'm feeling God's presence, and that you would feel the fear of God again, that you would go back to the fear of God. Father, I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every viewer, and I pray for every listener, and I pray that the conviction of God, the heavenly conviction, not the condemnation, not shame, but heavenly conviction, I pray that that would begin to stir in your heart right now, and that you would feel the weight of every word that's coming out of my mouth, and that you would come to the fear of God again, because you love God, because you want to please God, I pray that the fear of God will enter into your life and that you would start to remove every mixture that is in your life so that you become stable, so that you become grounded, so that you become founded. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you're there, just start repenting. Tell God you're sorry for all mixture. And the God that we serve is such a good God. And his Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. Amen. So just receive his mercy. Receive his forgiveness right now. And deliberately remove every seed of mixture in your life. Amen.
Amen.
I want to invite you to our women's conference. Tell them all about it.
Blessed. It's coming up in September. Yes. If you'd like to register, there we'll add a link in the description. And you can take you to the website and you can register.
Yes.
It's filling up fast. So please get your spot now. But it's going to be amazing. Amazing. I think there's such an expectancy in the church right now waiting for this. We are opening it up to men on the first night.
Yeah, I think so. Because Dr. Leif is going to be here. And we've got a lot of calls from men that want to come. And so please.
It's going to be powerful.
Come.
But I want to encourage every mother, every daughter, every grandmother. Please get your seat. Reserve yourself a spot because it's going to fill up quick.
Yes.
But it's going to be amazing. And I can't wait.
Me either. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, be blessed.
Thanks, guys.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.